It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
No, Hunter, I don't have a topic. We'll just figure it out when we get started. Oh, we're started right now.
Oh.
As we move around these microphones, make some.
Yeah, let's wing it, bro.
Wing it like winger. Yeah. Let's be like Kip and winger it.
Winger. I got that T-shirt. It's pretty cool.
What are you gonna be for Halloween?
I don't know yet.
Oh yeah, you're camping. You're gonna be dead.
I'm gonna be dead.
That's what you're gonna be for Halloween.
Going camping on Halloween. It's funny that you did. I was like, yeah, actually,
because you didn't think about that until I brought it up.
Yeah, now I'm dead,
dude.
You are immediately going to see a guy in a hockey mask just staring at you from across the woods.
Hey, a woman flashed during Game 5 of the World Series. She's banned from all parks.
Why? Because it was...
Ooh, uncensored video.
Awesome.
Let's see.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. What are these some jungles?
We're gonna find out.
You got some orangutans?
All right, so there it is. Some flasher... No, dude, she's built right. She's going to do it. Oh, dude, no, those are nice.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, what do you think is going to happen, though? I think they're just going to accept that. It's the World Series. World Series.
It's World Series.
A lot of the world is watching.
Let's see. Women. It's women, plural.
Wow.
Who flashed their breasts during Game 5 of the World. Their names are Julia Rose, Lauren Summer, and Kayla Lauren.
On Facebook.
They were standing right behind you. They were standing right behind home plate when they freed the nipple during the seventh inning.
Wow.
It's not clear if any of the players saw them, but the cameras caught it, and now they're banned from Major League ballparks.
There's got to be a fine involved, too.
Julia even posted the letter she received from the league saying, quote, "You violated the fan code of conduct by exposing yourself during the seventh inning in order to promote your business. You are hereby banned from all Major League baseball stadiums and facilities indefinitely."
What's her business?
Business they're talking about is Shag Mag, an adult website that women model for. And yes, they're definitely trying to get publicity for it.
Oh, so she's a porn star.
But the ladies also made a video claiming they were trying to raise awareness for breast cancer.
Man, that's a good way to do it, I guess.
Here's a clip. Oh, is that the chick?
That's her, huh?
Dude, that's one of them. Damn! Oop, don't put that on
program. No, that's all three right there.
Why is it? Is it going through?
Oh. Maybe there's no audio.
No, there is. I just got to turn.
There, fuck cancer. Save the boobies. Shag Mag for life, baby.
Woo! Okay. All these chicks are hot.
Yeah.
Yo, we just flashed the whole fucking World Series. Game 5, baby. Shag Mag for life. Don't eat breast cancer. Donate to breast cancer. Fuck cancer. Save the boobies.
Save the babies.
Shag Mag for life, baby.
Now you can mute it.
Yeah.
I mean, the message is good. Obviously, we support, you know, with breast cancer.
But also, is that the best? Look, I'm all for body acceptance. I'm all for porn. But you're at a place. There's a time and place for it. And these girls really, I mean, they sound kind of trashy in my mind.
You know what, though, is they're trying to use breast cancer to, you know what, you're doing it for attention,
Yeah,
too.
And you're Shag Mag. You're a porn site.
Don't do something for attention and try to use breast cancer awareness in the same.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, ugh.
Well, just too, like, you know, that was kind of trashy.
It is.
You know?
I'm not going to sit here and say that I wouldn't watch that video again, but.
No.
Yeah, just time and place. You're right, man. Probably not the best choice.
And then just going on there like, oh, yeah, we just fucking flashed everybody. Oh, my God. Like, you sound like trash.
Yeah, you are.
Again, have your website. Maybe just wear a T-shirt that says Shag Mag. You don't need to show your tits. And can't you be put on a registry for that, too? Wouldn't that be considered? Because if kids see that, doesn't that count?
No, she's a female. That horse shit. Dude, it's so true, though.
There is a...
Bro, if you were behind home plate and flapped out your wiener, dude,
dude,
you are going to jail to pound me in the ass prison.
That's true.
Dude, seriously.
Yep.
It'll be
interesting to see what happens with these ladies.
Dude, that's straight up sex offender. You're right.
Now, okay.
It's sexist.
Here's a good point.
Not equality.
At an interview with TMZ, they pointed out that men can take their shirts off at sporting events whenever they feel like it and never get in trouble.
But that's different, bro. Come on, don't throw that in there.
Well, but to be fair, though, they are still exposing their body. Now, I know men do have breasts. These are still considered, breasts. Men can get breast cancer.
Here's the difference.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. Titties are there's a sexual thing behind that.
But did we make it sexual as a is that considered a private part? Breasts?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
For a woman, for sure.
But is it just because of I don't know. Like for me, it's like if breasts weren't a part of sexual culture that we made, would it be a big deal? I mean, why is a breast so much different than a male pec?
I mean, I can see where you're coming from. This
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Regardless, put out the scenario. You're walking down the street. Guy walks by you around by the beach. Guy walks by with his shirt off. You think nothing about it.
Yeah.
Chick walks by you right after with her shirt off. You're like, whoa, everybody's looking. You know, it's just.
Well, and that's with like this whole free the nipple thing, and everyone's been having this is to take away the stigma of breasts and saying, look, it's no different than a guy. And honestly, when you look at the anatomy. When you look at the anatomy, though, it's not like it's anything different other than maybe a shape. But, I mean, there's women with an A-cup female probably has the same size pecs as I have or chest as I have. So why is it different just because I'm a man?
Well, it's because she's a chick and all the guys want to fuck her, I guess, you know?
You're trying to frick her.
See, that's the difference. You cannot. It's just like breastfeeding in public.
I guess like this, unfortunately, it was on TV. Because I've been to plenty of shows, concerts, where titties get whipped out. And I'm like, yes, yeah. Boobs.
Yeah. Right.
I'll never forget the first time I saw boobs at a rock concert was at a Kiss show. And it was fantastic.
Here's why it's a bad thing.
What?
So you're number one. Free the titty, dude. Girls are just walking around topless.
Yep.
All right. For the first year, it's like, oh, yeah. All the guys, creepy guys.
Yeah.
But after like 4 or 5 years of this, getting used to it, now it's just a standard thing. Now a boob is just a boob. The mysteriousness and the excitement of a boob is because you can't see it.
Yeah.
And when you do, it's like,
it's the greatest.
It's a boob.
It's the greatest
but
thing in the world.
But if you free the boob and they're everywhere, it takes away the stigma of it, the excitement of boobies. And another thing. And I think you might be able to agree with me on this. Fully nude is not as hot as partially nude.
No, I agree.
Like, if you're barely covering parts, there's still a mysterious thing in there. Like,
Yeah.
But you're not even paying attention to me. What are you doing?
I'm listening to you. I'm looking at these chicks.
But if you know, like I said, if you uncover it permanently, the mysteriousness and the excitement of the boob goes away.
Oh, for sure.
But you know what?
Because as soon as you see the, celebrities. Hold on. It's like celebrities. As soon as a celebrity, a female, does a nude scene in a movie, that whole, I mean, everyone's excited. They're like, oh, I finally see your boobs. But then it's like, all right, well, now I saw them. Now everyone wants to see, you know, the ones that haven't shown their boobs.
Right. Absolutely. And you know what it does, too, though? Think about this. Yeah. If you free the boob after 5 years of everybody just getting used to it, and the boob isn't the boob anymore, it's not exciting, it's not mysterious because it's out all the time. Chicks aren't getting free drinks anymore at the bar, bitch.
No, they still will because guys are, we're animals, we're perverts. Dude, these chicks are hot. All right. I am on board with this. This is terrible. I'm looking at Lauren. What's the other one? Julia.
Leave the breast cancer thing out of it, though.
Well, and that's just what kills me. It's like, all right, you showed your boobs, which honestly is kind of a trashy move at the game. Like, there's certain places, okay? It's just like there's kids around. It's not for you to decide if they're going to see boobs for the first time in that scenario. So that's, I disagree with that. Like,
not to mention the pitcher is in one of the most important games of his life.
Yeah, and it's just kind of a trashy thing to promote your website. But then, to just listen to those girls. Oh, yeah, we just fucking flashed. It was trashy all the way around.
Yeah.
Be proud of your body. I think body acceptance is a great thing. I think people being proud of their bodies, but in the right context, in the right place, right time and place.
You know what? They did get the name out, and they're all over the news.
They did it right, and you know what? I'm going to go home probably later and look up Shag Mag, you know what? If it's just a modeling website, that's a stupid website.
You know, I wonder if Shag Mag paid that fine.
Oh, I guarantee it.
You should have.
Dude, I guarantee they did. Yeah, I don't know. And also, I guess it just maybe, again, I don't want to seem like I'm being, oh, you should be ashamed of your, no, it's not being ashamed of your body, but like, I guess if I had a daughter and she did that, I'd be like, "What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Why are you doing that? I mean, it's fine. Wear your wear your company's logo. I don't care if you want to be a nude model, be a new model. But what do you do? And then you're going on Twitter and just be like, oh, my God, we fucking did it. Oh, my God, did you see that? Yeah. Oh, we just showed our tits to people that didn't want to see them, yeah. You know?
It is, and the whole sex offender thing pisses me off.
Dude, the best thing, honestly, dude, should.
You're in a trench coat, right? And yep. you go and you flash somebody. What's going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
You're going right to fucking jail.
I'm on a list. I'm on a registry.
You're on a list.
I'm on a registry for the rest of my life that I need to tell people that if I move into their neighborhood, I need to go door to door. So, honestly, these girls should be hit with it.
Why not?
Yep. They exposed.
I mean, just because you're a chick. And because half the population, I wouldn't even say half the population, a lot of dudes are like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, tits. Unfortunately, guys do it. It's like that old South Park episode.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, nice. When it's about the teachers, the female teacher banging the male student. Yeah. And all the guys are like, nice.
Right. You know?
But that's what it is, though. You know?
It's so ass backwards. You know, I don't know.
It is. And I guess I feel bad about it, too, because...
I got a nice wiener. I'm going to flash it around, you know? No, I don't. I'm just kidding. It's terrible.
It's gross.
All right. It's bad.
Green. Why is it green?
It's dying.
I guess, too, is it bad to say that I've seen some of these teachers that have gotten busted for banging their students, and I'm like, man, that teacher's hot. I wish...
You'd be lying to yourself if you didn't say that.
Yeah, but again, you look at it. Did they take
advantage?
Doesn't
make it right.
Did they take advantage? Is it different between men and women? Is it different between a male teacher or a female teacher and a male student and a female student? Is it different?
I mean, obviously, it is different. It's according to the law, though, it's not, which is I agree with. It's just so much easier for a female to capitalize on that.
So, but now
I just think people think, you know, okay, a dude teacher, you know, having sex with a student is like, ugh. Like was he aggressive?
Well,
did you know?
Well,
like,
they ask questions that they probably don't ask of a female teacher or
who
is
the aggressor. Yeah. You always assume it's the guy.
And either way, you have someone in a position of power, mm-hmm. Using that. But what I look at is whenever I see stories like this, dude, if my one teacher, I had one math teacher that I totally would have. And I'm pretty sure I asked her out on a date after I graduated.
Damn.
Like when we were done, I'm like, hey, I'm done. Do you want to go out on a date sometime? She's like, that's inappropriate, Brock. Right. But, you know, I don't know. Like I just, it's weird.
It's a weird subject.
It's weird because I don't want to seem insensitive to anybody that's happened to. And there may be male students out there that felt taken advantage of or felt like they had to respond accordingly to this female teacher. I'm not saying that's not the case. But then I look at me and I'm like, dude, I totally would have banged one of my teachers.
Yeah.
You know, I totally would have. I tried to.
And do you get in trouble, right? Or no?
The student wouldn't. No.
What if the student's the aggressor?
I was the one that asked my teacher out on a date.
You know?
I was 17 at the point.
It takes
at the
two
time.
To tango, but
well, something like that. No, but like it was me.
Yeah.
And what if she would have been like, okay, like, but she would have gotten in trouble. I was 17 at the time,
mm-hmm.
And she would have gotten in trouble for, you know.
That's a crazy thing, man. I can honestly say I've never been in the situation, and I'm glad I wasn't because,
God. Hell, I would have done it with my. 8th grade teacher, Miss Sauer.
She's listening right now, by the way.
I hope she is. Miss Sauer, you were a babe. You were a babe. I was told she used to come up behind you like you'd ask a question. Mm. So she'd come up behind you and then like read over your shoulder, she was like right there. Like just titties to the back of the head. Dude. And as a young man, 8th grade. Dude.
Thank you very much, Miss Slippy.
I blew out the front of my pants so many times in that class.
Jeez.
I didn't pitch a tent. I shot a rod through the roof of it.
you've talked about your life in these podcasts lately.
Yeah, man. What?
Yeah, I like it.
What?
I like it.
I'm an open book, man. I've been married.
That's good.
I've been with the same woman now for 10 years. Now, if I ever get divorced, people are going to hear this, and I'm just going to be like, oh, that guy's just the worst.
Well, now we know why he got a divorce.
Just the worst.
You listened to like 4 podcasts. I was like, all right.
You suck, man. You degenerate. Well, anyway, these ladies will probably make a nice chunk of money off of this. The magazine's going to get the website's going to get a big hit.
Yeah,
probably won't see any prosecution. They got kicked out of a park, but whatever. They weren't there for the game. And of course, hot chicks right behind home plate, the most expensive seats in the house.
Brilliant marketing scheme.
Dude, I wonder how they got those tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah. I want to go to the ball game.
Yeah, Shag Mag paid for them.
I want to go.
Shag Mag says, hey, if you flash during this game, we'll give you this amount of money and we'll take care of the fun.
And the fact that they already got their names out there, too. Like, it's, I mean, that's right away.
I wonder how many hits this site has gotten since.
Can we go to Shag Mag? Let's do it.
Why not?
Engineer Terry, if you're listening to this, this is for research. Shag Mag.
Chances of Terry listening to this and looking through your history at the same time.
Should I click on it? They have Instagram. I want to click on it, but I don't want to.
I mean, who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's for prep.
Just make sure nobody looks through the window. We got clients walking through.
So, dude, it's not even video. It's just women models. It's pictures.
Yeah.
What the hell? Oh, and the girl who did it, she's the founder, Julia Rose.
Wow. She knows what she's doing.
She knows exactly what she's doing. So, yeah, it's just models. Who's just looking at photos anymore?
Yeah. Wow.
Now I kind of want them to.
Well, we are.
Yeah, that's true.
It worked. She got one more click. Damn it, Brock. What did we do? We're promoting this.
All right, I'm going to click out of this. It's for research. It's for purposes. Anyway. Yeah, but we did. Like, there. We're talking about it. People listening are probably curious about it. There you go.
They know what they're doing.
Got another hit on the website. Yeah, they do. Hot bitches. Yeah. Once again, I'm so impressed.
Yeah, they won again.
They won again. Damn us. Well, I wish I could. It was an old Robin Williams bit. Yeah. God gave man a brain and a penis and only enough blood to run one at a time. Yeah. And that is the.
So
ladies,
true.
If you only knew the dumb things we did because of our dicks.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So true.
The stupid things I did just to get just to get it wet.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, dude.
Jesus, God. Ah. Anyway, all right, let's wrap it up here.
No pun intended. Actually, please do.
Always wrap it up. Yeah. Learn from me.
Especially if you have like 8 kids already.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's not hard. All right, that's going to do it for the podcast. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. I got to go delete my browser history.
I'm going to go get some tickets to the next game, bro.
Wait, you got titties at this game? I don't care about baseball.